As we get closer and closer to wheat drilling season, it's time to start thinking about wheat streak mosaic virus. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm one of the agronomists with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And you are in luck because today we are hosting Learning About Wheat Streak Mosaic School. And it's being held this afternoon at the Sherman County 4-H building. It'll start at 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time and run until 3. And this session discussing wheat streak mosaic is really framed to be a very relaxed type of meeting with a question and answer session. So bring your questions about wheat streak mosaic and we'll try to get them answered for you. On our panel of folks answering questions today, we'll have Eric DeWolf. He is our K-State wheat pathologist. And so you guys may know Eric. He comes out to several of our wheat plot tours. He's very familiar with this disease, and so he'll try to answer our questions from the virus side of things. We'll also have Sarah Zukoff, and Sarah is one of our entomologists. She is stationed down at the Garden City Research Station and is also very familiar with this disease and with the wheat curl mites and what their life cycle is and how it works within transporting this disease into our newly emerged wheat. And so Sarah will be able to join us also and answer your questions. So I really think a lot of our session today is going to be focused on the prevention of wheat streak mosaic, the management around wheat streak mosaic, and really what the causes are and how do we get to a point where we feel comfortable that we can manage around this disease. And there's a lot of management strategies that come into effect, and those include controlling your volunteer wheat, maybe pushing planting date a little bit later on those fields that may be more prone to wheat streak mosaic. Also, we are going to have some discussion about resistant varieties and where they play in this management of wheat streak mosaic. One thing we get a lot of questions on is insecticide control of the wheat curl mite, and those have proven not to be very effective in most of our research that we have going, and Sarah will go into a little bit more detail on insecticide or miticide treatments and why they're really not effective in controlling our wheat curl mites. And so we'll have lots and lots to discuss today, so make sure you can join us. I know that we had an RSVP on this meeting as of last Friday, but I know with the rain and everything else that's going on, your schedule might have freed up a little bit. If you didn't get RSVP, do not worry about it. Go ahead and join us. I have plenty of handouts, and we'll have plenty of snacks, and so come over and join us at the Sherman County 4-H building. Our meeting, the Learning About Wheat Streak Mosaic, will start at 1:30 p.m. and run till 3, and we'll have lots to discuss there today, so make sure you clear your schedule for just a couple hours here this afternoon and join us at the 4-H building, and we'll answer some of your questions. Make sure you bring your questions with us. If you have any other questions about this meeting, give the Sherman County Extension Office a call, and that number is 785-890-4880, and they can answer your questions. And we'll see you out at the 4-H building this afternoon at 1:30 Mountain Time.